Hey, going well, Dario. I can't sleep right now, so I just thought I'd record a little something and tell you guys a little bit of a story. So, I want to tell you a story about the time that I was with a married woman. I just turned 19 and she was the woman who was across the road, and her husband was always away on business trips and, kind of, he wasn't really there a lot. He traveled and he provided for her and he got her nice things. But because he wasn't around a lot, he wasn't able to give her that kind of, close kind of emotional intimacy, which you could tell that she obviously craved so much. So one time, it was in June. Her husband was away on yet another business trip, and she called over the door and answered, and she was having a problem with the water supply in her house, and there was, kind of a leak. She had water all down the front of her clothes, and her t-shirt was clinging to her, and wow, she just looked so good. Just kind of standing there, slightly bedraggled, and she wanted my help, and obviously it was quite urgent because there was, water streaming in her house and stuff. So I raced over with her as quickly as possible, and I rushed into the kitchen, and I could see, where the stop valve was and things, and I turned it off for her, and we got the water stopped. And because she was, because she wasn't used to this sort of thing, she was normally used to her husband doing it whenever he was there, doing little bits of DIY, or kind of being there to fix things, or often, whenever he wasn't there, he just paid someone to come round and fix it for him. And so she was very thankful that I'd managed to get it stopped. And the water was pretty much everywhere, in the kitchen. And it was kind of pooling on the floor slightly where the pipes had leaked, and it was a bit of a mess. And she kind of gave me this look of, I don't know, it was this kind of uncertain look, this look of, I've seen that look before in a woman, and I kind of know what it means. But I was a little bit scared too. I mean, I was this 19-year-old boy who didn't really have huge amounts of experience, and I guess was a little bit intimidated by this older woman. Not even intimidated, but just entranced. And we kind of start to, trying to see what we could do to clear up, and we went and grabbed some tiles from the linen cupboard, and we were kind of just trying to clear up all the big patches of water, and you know, she got the mop out and started trying to soak up as much water as possible. And we were making really good progress. It wasn't exactly the cleanest job in the world, because you know, at points you were on your hands and knees and scrubbing away at parts of the tiles, and you know, you were trying to squeeze the mop out and get every last little drop of water out of it. And it took a while, but you know, we eventually got it done. And you know, we talked and we made a little small talk as we did it. And you could feel this tension in the air, this kind of electricity between us. And as we worked, you know, occasionally, you know, we bumped against each other, or you know, our hands touched as we kind of, you know, reached for tiles and stuff. And I kind of felt like she was giving me these coy little furtive glances every single time, you know. I did catch her looking at me a couple of times, but you know, there was me, this naive little 19-year-old boy, so you know, what can you do? And eventually we got it all cleared up, all the water cleared up, and to be honest, we weren't exactly clean, to be honest. We were both a little bit soaked in water. We were kind of pretty sweaty because it was June and the house was warm, and we were both working hard to try and clear it all up. So we weren't exactly in the best of shape. And it wasn't like we could even, you know, she could even have a shower at her house, because she, you know, had, obviously the water had been turned off. So I offered to, you know, let her go over to my house and use my shower. And so she was quite thankful for that. So I, you know, kind of finished up in the house and put a few of the tiles out to air and out to dry, and brought her back over to my house, where I, you know, kind of gave her a clean tile and, you know, showed her how to work the shower, and I went about doing a few things, and I, you know, wanted to make sure that she was okay to have a shower and stuff, and that was fine. And then I went about doing some stuff around the house while she was having her shower. And so I was just doing some chores and stuff, and you know, I heard the shower go, and I mean, I was 19, so you can understand how my mind was racing, that this beautiful married woman was currently standing naked showering herself and just rubbing shower gel all over her body, getting herself nice and lathered up, and she was naked in my house. So, you know, eventually I hear the shower stop, and you know, I hear the bathroom door unlock, and I hear a voice, and I go up the stairs just to make sure that she's okay, and she comes out and she's wrapped in the towel still. And I freeze. I can't even move. I just look at her and I think, you are perfect. You're so sexy in this moment, and it's just, to this day, it is one of those memories that my 19-year-old hormone-ridden, just sex fiend brain will always remember. It is just imprinted and burned into my memory. And she looks at me with this, just this intense look of, I don't know what behind it. And, you know, she covers it up and she says, you know, look, do you have any conditioner just so I can wash my hair? And, you know, thankfully we did have some conditioner in the house. So I got it for her and gave it to her, and she continued on with her shower, and that was great. And because it allowed me to see her just standing there in that towel. So she went on with her shower, and I kind of continued on with the chores. And I distinctly remember that I just, you know, I was trying to clean the kitchen a little bit in my house, and, you know, I just couldn't concentrate. I'd seen, you know, just her beautiful long legs, and, you know, just her bare shoulders, and that cute little collarbone of hers, and just those tiny little details about somebody that just makes them a beautiful person who you just want to be with. And so, you know, eventually I hear the shower finish up again, and she comes out and she's got her clothes back on again, much to my disappointment. And so she thanks me for the shower, and she, you know, thanks me for helping her out with the leak in her house and stuff, and she wants to buy me dinner just to say thank you. So initially I was kind of very hesitant, and, you know, I didn't want to cause her any trouble or anything, so I, you know, it was kind of like, you know, I tried to refuse her, but, you know, she was this, you know, nice woman who had, you know, she'd been living there for a number of years, and she'd known me since I was kind of growing up and stuff, so she wasn't afraid to, you know, kind of challenge me and tease me a little bit. So she was really kind of quite insistent that I take her up on this offer for dinner. So I, you know, I kind of gave in, and we went back over to her house, and she made me this dinner, and just, you know, whenever you eat a meal that is, it tastes clean and it tastes healthy, and you can physically feel it just nourishing your body. It was this, you know, creamy pasta dish that she had made with bacon and herbs, and it was just so good. I don't even know how she made it, but, you know, watching her there at the stove just cooking, and, you know, we talked, and, you know, we did the whole small talk thing again, but, you know, just watching her work was just captivating. You know, she, occasionally she just got lost in the moment, and, you know, she started humming and singing to herself, and, you know, it was just this sensory pleasure. you know, just watching her work and listening to the sound of the bacon sizzle and, you know, smelling the just this sweet, sweet food. And it was just this huge kind of multi-sensory experience, which I can just still remember. It's so real to me. Just lying here and remembering it, it is, it just arouses my senses. And so we sat and we ate the meal together, this beautiful pasta dish, and there was some salad, and she had done a little bit of you know, kind of bread with oil, and just, it tasted like a little piece of Italy, you know. It just all tasted so fresh and so good. And I know that, you know, years later I probably romanticized the whole thing a little bit more than it maybe was, but to 19-year-old me, it was perfect. It felt like, do you know what, if this had have been a date with a woman, you know, I would have kissed her on the first date, you know, that sort of thing. And just while we were eating, she just kind of gave me this look of, I don't know, it was half like she had kind of resigned herself, but underneath it all you could see this just determined, intense, you know, kind of passionate undercurrent to it all. You know, she was trying to be this woman who had known me for a number of years and had watched me grow up into a man, and it was kind of like she had this little glint in her eye as she looked at me, and so we finished up dinner, and I took the plates and I put them into the sink, and you know, the water still wasn't on, and it was going to be a day before a plumber could actually get out to come and, you know, kind of check the piping just to make sure that he could fix it and stuff and stop the leak. So, you know, we weren't able to wash the dishes, but it was one of those moments where, you know, whenever you're kind of cleaning up and you're doing stuff with somebody, and you can both feel this kind of electric tension, but you don't wanna say anything because you know it'll interrupt the moment and you don't wanna lose that. That was what this moment was like. It was like there was just sparks of energy in the air, and we could both just tangibly feel it. And there was then just one point where we were cleaning up and we just, you know, we went to both put something in the sink, and our bodies just kind of came into contact with each other a little bit. And we kind of just turned to look at each other, and I kissed her. There was something about, I don't know whether it was, you know, her being lonely with her husband away, or whether it was just this insane attraction to her as a woman, or, you know, maybe it was her seeing me grow up, you know, from a boy, and now she was recognizing me as a man. But just, we kissed each other, and, you know, just every little thing about ourselves, you know, we poured into those kisses. You know, I felt this emotion and this outpouring from her as she pressed herself up against my body, and as she put her fingers into my hair, and she just wouldn't let go of me. She just craved this intimacy and this closeness that she'd been longing for so long. And it was like this dam just broke. And she was a woman that was just, normally she was so calm and reserved and controlled, but, you know, it was like nothing I'd ever seen in her before. And she pulled herself close to me, and, you know, her fingers were running through my hair, and she was pulling at my clothes, and just, it was the most intensely passionate thing I have ever experienced. You know, to this day, I don't think that I've really ever known anything like that. And she started to take off my shirt, and I was a little bit scared, to be honest. I was still kissing her, and I couldn't stop, and I didn't want to stop. But she started taking off my clothes, and, you know, we were moving, and we were walking through the house, and, you know, next thing I know, we're going up the stairs, and I'm taking off her shirt, and then we're in her room, and we're lying on her bed, and I'm still kissing her more and more and more, and it's so intense, it's just, I mean, there are literally no words that I have to express how insane that this felt, that anyone could ever be so passionate towards me, and so just that I was just this object of desire for them. And so I pressed her back into the bed, and I could just smell her skin, and it was just heavenly. It smelled like, you know, it smelled sweet, and it smelled warm, and it smelled inviting, and it felt just like I craved this closeness with another human being. And she began to take off my trousers, and she pulled down my underwear just in this one swift yank. I mean, she didn't want to hang around, she just wanted me. And I was pretty hard already. for. And I remember that whenever my underwear came down, she physically licked her lips. And let me just tell you now, for any guy, having a woman who physically licks her lips while looking at your cock, that is very encouraging and very exciting, and it doesn't make you want to stop ever. And so I unbuttoned her jeans and I pulled them off, and kind of for the first time I got a really good look at her body, and she must have been working out. I mean, you know, with her husband not there, she has obviously had time to go to the gym and, you know, to look after herself and be healthy and be energetic and to take exercise and stuff, because her body was just incredible, looking up and down it and seeing her, just this kind of flat toned stomach. It's my kryptonite, it really was. She, just everything about her was just insane. Just absolutely fucking insane. And she took my hands in hers and she pulled them to her body. You know, first to her breasts, and then she just looked me straight in the eyes and slowly moved my hands downwards, and I wanted to look at exactly what she was doing, but I couldn't look away. Just this intense look, just that held my gaze and made me want to just absolutely fucking just possess her. And so she slid my hand inside her underwear, and she was just so wet, and she had completely shaved down there, and I didn't think that this was something that, you know, married women did, or that any woman actually did. I mean, I thought it was something that you hear about in stories, or, you know, in porn, basically. But, you know, in real life, to know that this woman had done this, and it was just so incredibly hot and sexy, and she pushed one of my fingers inside and, you know, kind of showed me how she liked to be touched. And I swear, like, no 19-year-old should have that level of control over his own functions, where, I'm just going to put it out there, I honestly thought I was going to come from it. It was that hot and intense. And I'm surprised I didn't, because she obviously knew exactly what she was doing to me. So, you know, I played with her for a while, and she showed me things about her body and about a woman's body that have stayed with me to this day. And she just she just taught me so much. You know, guys, there's a lot of trial and error, but she wanted me to learn and to experience this with her. So eventually it got to the point where she had kind of clearly had enough and she was on the edge and she really just needed release. And so she pushed me back and she kind of knelt and took off her underwear the rest of the way, so she was completely naked. And, you know, there's me lying back on the bed, a bed that she would normally share with her husband if, you know, he was there. But, you know, for that moment and that, for that experience, it was our bed, and it was the bed that we would just share this moment in. And she placed a hand on my chest and, you know, threw a leg over my hips and began to straddle me, and the feeling of that hand on my chest was warm to the touch, but that touch was just so soft and gentle, and there was just a pressure in behind it, which just kind of let me feel a little bit of her body weight as she kind of shifted about to get comfortable. And then with her other hand, she reached down and she kind of grabbed me and held me just at the entrance to her pussy, and as she looked at me, there was this kind of half smirk on her face, and she, like, that smile just widened a little bit. And then she just started begin to sink down on me. I am so hard right now just remembering this and thinking about it. And I am having to try to resist to touch myself because I just want to tell you guys this story. So she finally takes me just all the way inside her body, and I mean, I had kind of done things with girls before, but there was never anything ever like this. Nothing as intense and nothing as kind of close and intimate with another human being. So she begins to move and just like rock her hips back and forth, and I slide in and out of her, and you know, we're both really, really close to the edge because this has been going on for, well, I mean, the experience had been going on all afternoon. It was just this kind of like slow burn inside both of us right from the word go, you know, from the point at which we were mopping up all the water in her kitchen. It was just, that was when it started. and it kind of culminated in this beautiful, you know, lovemaking experience. And so she's, you know, got her, she's resting her hands on my chest and leaning forward and leaning into me, and I can feel myself being pressed down slightly into the bed, and she, you know, kind of grabs one of my hands and puts it on her hips, and then, you know, as soon as it's there, she kind of moves her hand back to my chest so she can lean into it again, and just kind of, she just worked her hips around, and, you know, you could tell that she was grinding her clit just kind of across the top of my pubic bone, and she just needed to kind of get herself off. And she was incredible. I mean, we both finished, and you know, she kind of collapsed then down on top of me, and it was insane and magical and special and intimate and raw and animalistic. And so she collapsed down on me, and we both just lay there for a while, and I was just kind of stroking her hair a little and stroking her back, and she was just running her fingertips over my skin, and we lay there for what felt like me to hours, because it just felt so incredible. And eventually, you know, we kind of looked at each other and we laughed a little bit just at how impulsive, I guess, we'd been. And we managed to struggle up out of the bed and kind of find our clothes and put them back on again. And she led me back downstairs eventually, and she held my hand and looked at me, and we just kind of talked for a moment about what had happened and how nice it was to be able to share that with another person. And I was really concerned about the fact, because she was married, but you know, she talked to me, and she said about how her husband kind of knew that because he was away so much that he couldn't quite give her what she always really needed or maybe deserved from their marriage. So, you know, he understood that occasionally there may be times when she would need to, well, you know, I mean, you get it, you know what I mean? So, you know, that kind of set me at ease a bit and just made the whole experience that bit more kind of special that she chose to share it with me. So, you know, it kind of came to the end, and she gave me a kiss on the cheek, and I left her house, and I was just floating on air for the rest of the day. Probably for the rest of the week, to be honest. and it never happened again. It was just a one-off thing. But any time I saw her, that, you know, that she was out maybe kind of getting into her car or taking the groceries in or doing some work in the garden, I just kind of looked at her and couldn't help but feel all those memories just flooding back. And, you know, she kind of looked at me a few times and gave me this little grin, you know, just as a kind of, you know, mutual, we both know what happened kind of look. And then, you know, kind of 3 or 4 years later, they moved away, and I, you know, we said our goodbyes and stuff, but I never saw her again after that, and I don't know where she went to, and I don't know what she's doing or anything, but it's a memory that will always kind of live on for me, and that will always be very, very special. And it's taught me a lot about women and how to treat women and how their bodies work and how they like to be touched and how they like to be caressed and how they like to be kissed and how they like to be made love to. So I thank every day that she gave to me, and you know, the things that we experienced together. So yeah, so I hope you enjoyed this little bit of a story. I hope you enjoyed hearing about my experiences. So, until next time, yeah, see you around.